The Orange Catholic Foundation is pleased to bring you the following Father Spitzer homily.
Well, today's reading sometimes can get interpreted by a 21st century audience as being somewhat insensitive to Jesus' own family. Because, of course, when he's told, your mother and your brothers and your sisters are here, instead of saying, by all means, bring them in and let them have the front seats, that's probably what I would have done. Instead, Jesus uses it as the occasion to speak, to do rabbi speak once again, which, of course, is to use some kind of a contrast or a hyperbole or a hyperbole plus a contrast to make a big point. And of course, this is precisely what Jesus does. The crowd is used to hearing this, and I'm sure Jesus' mother was very used to hearing this, since it is obviously a part of the way Jesus speaks and teaches. So they know how to interpret what he's saying. He's not saying, something insensitive or what would be viewed as insensitive to a 21st century audience. He's saying something that a good first century Jewish audience would have instantly understood. The rabbi has seized upon a teaching moment, and in that teaching moment, he's going to do something important. And what is it that he does? Of course, Jesus' family, any Jewish family, has privilege to the Son. There's no question about it. This is an assumption. They would come first. They would get the first seats. There's no question Jesus is not rejecting his family. By the way, brothers and sisters doesn't mean, kin brothers and sisters probably translates into what we would call cousins today. That's a typical way of speaking in Israel, right? You call your cousins your brothers and your sisters. You call your nieces and nephews half the time. And you call your good friends brothers and your sisters. So it's a very, very loose term by comparison to what we say. But in any case, Jesus is not rejecting his mother, certainly, nor his cousins or, family members there, the extended family members. What he is doing, though, is including all of us as his family. This is a huge, huge statement. Who are my mother, my brothers, my sisters? Well, it's all of you. Anyone who hears my word and puts it in practice is mother and brother and sister to me. Yike! I mean, we get to be included just for hearing Jesus' word and trying to put it into practice, just for coming to Mass, on a daily basis, trying to do the will of God as he would have it for us and stay on the road. Just for trying to do these things, we get to be included. I mean, like, become official members of Jesus' own family. That's exactly what he's saying. He is allowing us to enter into deeply intimate familial relationship, to become part of his close family. It's exactly what he's saying when we simply try to follow his word and to listen to his word and put it into practice. And this is exactly where we are today. First letter of Peter recognizes it, that we are the adopted children. And because we're the adopted children of Jesus, we're part of a royal priesthood ourselves, because we're family to him. And of course, St. Paul recognizes it a million times over, practically christening the mystical body of Christ, right? That we're all members of his body, right? As like family to him. And of course, St. John takes the same idea in his gospel. In my Father's house, home, right? That's a very intimate setting where family live. In my Father's home, there are many dwelling places for you. And of course, the idea then is, again and again and again in Jesus, we all belong to his family. if we're trying to listen to his word and trying to put it into practice, that makes us members. And of course, as members of the family, we are treated with that same familial love. We're treated just with the love that the prodigal son's father has for him. We're treated with the same love that Martha and Mary saw for him and Peter and John saw for him. So for all intents and purposes, this is our lead-in. This is our conduit into the kingdom of heaven. This is our conduit into eternal and perfect love, which brings in its wake eternal and perfect joy. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in to another podcast brought to you by the Orange Catholic Foundation.